MW.
Yeah, I do look like Santa Claus. Kind of, sort of. Good morning. December 1st. Four above right now and partly cloudy. What we're doing. Carolyn. I'm just a Carol. I'm wassailing. What's the difference between wassailing and caroling, Pastor Shannon?
I do not know. What is the difference?
I don't know either.
I don't know.
That needs a Google. Popped into my head. Because wassailing. What is it? Yeah, because you've heard people out wassailing.
I've never heard that term wassailing in my life.
Seriously?
No, I
don't. Okay, well,
not.
That dates me then. You know,
maybe it's a Midwestern thing. I'm a Southern gal.
Yeah, that's right.
So
you are.
I'm like, wassailing.
Wassailing?
Is it similar to yodeling, Bill?
That's very Midwestern.
Yeah, it is.
That is very Midwestern, but yeah.
Trying not to stereotype.
No, it's like, here we come a wassailing. Well, what's the difference between a wassail and a carol?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe it's got a little bit of a whistle in it.
I'll get back to you on that. But we are going to talk Christmas caroling here.
Yeah.
But do we want to talk winter chicken dinner?
Yes. So Putting on my hat as a part of the Twin Town Skate Park Committee. As you guys know, we have been doing a fundraiser for the past 2 months. We're about to go into our last month of fundraising. We have an incredible matching grant that is available to us to be able to match $10,000 for the Twin Town Skate Park. So that would make a total of $20,000.
Oh, that's generous.
That would go towards it if we're able to raise the other 10. And so definitely calling and pleading our Twin Towns to make this happen, because, as you know, concrete and all of those other steel, things can be expensive. And it's been a really great phase. So far, what you see out there right now is phase one. Phase two gives a little bit extra to the skate park. There's four phases that are a part of the skate park, but one of the really amazing things about the skate park is that it really helps uplift those students that may not be the footballers that you were, right, or are more creative, or even, you know, during these times of snow and ice, being able to luge on
I never thought of that.
Like, it's been like really fun, and it's great for the family, and it's great for people who learn how to get up, right?
Yeah.
You know, these kids out here are, you know, like they definitely give me hope, that's for sure.
I like the luge thing. Okay.
Yes,
okay, yeah.
For sure.
Made my ears perk up.
Yeah. But I have a winner for November.
Hang on.
Do you have a
drum roll here.
For our Mall of America prize pack. Robert Veland.
All right, way to go. Here, yay. I got a trumpet fanfare.
Yes. Nice.
See, that works.
I like that.
That works
that
well,
works
doesn't it?
Wonderful.
All right.
Yay. So congratulations, Robert. Thank you so much for donating. For all of those who are interested in donating to the Twin Town Skate Park, you can go to twintownskatepark.com. Made it real easy for you.
That is easy.
But yes, we still have some catching up to do if we are going to be making it to that $10,000. Also, businesses, small businesses, if you want to go and do those donations, those end of the year donations are really helpful.
Uh-huh.
As you know, tax season comes up.
That's right.
This is a time to be able to donate to your friendly neighborhood skate park. And there are people who go and travel from far and wide to actually go to the skate park. It's pretty well done.
Oh, I love hearing that.
So, and you know, it brings, you know, people to these Twin Towns for, mm-hmm, you know, visitation, and so it really does help.
It's
so,
just one more, yeah, great thing that we got
one
here.
More, yeah, wonderful thing we have here in the Twin Towns. So,
all right, let's get to this wassailing slash caroling.
Wassailing slash
Matt, we'll just go with caroling till I'm up to speed on the wassail.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're really, really excited. As you guys know, both Pastor Corey and I have been gathering a youth group for both Breckenridge, Fairmount, and for Evergreen United Methodist Churches. And our kids had a wonderful idea and said, you know, why don't we do Christmas caroling? And we said, yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
So what we're doing, we're joining together, joining forces, and we're going to start at Breckenridge doing some caroling, and then we'll end up at Evergreen for some hot cocoa and, you know, some convening and all of that, too. So.
And that's Saturday, December 20th.
Yes, Saturday's okay. December 20th. So we're going to be going off of the wonderful glow of the cantata, which I hope that all of you go to hear the voice of the valley.
He's kind of a hack.
You know,
he's a hack.
No, like, so that's on the 13th and the 14th, right? So you're going there and you're listening to the wonderful music, and then you can come and join us to go and share your own voice in Christmas caroling, and it'll be a lot of fun.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love nothing better than Christmas caroling.
Yeah, and this is for children of all ages, right? You know, like those who are young at heart and those who are actually young. Yeah. So everybody's invited to it. Everybody loves a good Christmas carol. So.
Right.
So we hope to see a whole bunch of you guys there and, you know, trying to help us get to Christmas Eve and Christmas and kind of get the energy going.
You're fired up about this.
I'm like, hey, you know, Christmas caroling. I was like, oh, it's like, 'tis the season to be jolly.
Right, that is, and make a joyful noise.
Make a joyful noise. And so whether you are just making noises with your mouth or actually making some notes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, as you know, with when you have a chorus of people, those things kind of like blend in and it makes a wonderful cacophony.
Right.
And, you know, like God hears our noise and probably smiles.
It's never off key to our
Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a good way to put it.
There we go.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for stopping in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And congrats to our winner one more time.
Yes. Yes. Robert Veland. Make sure to go and collect that from KBMW.
Yeah. We got him here.
Yeah.
And then, folks, get that on your calendar, Saturday, December 20th.
Yeah.
From 3 till 4:30, people of all ages
can
just show up and sing.
Yes.
And do some caroling.
Be sure to donate to Twin Towns Skate Park. I remember getting those end-of-the-year donations in for, like, if anything, for those tax donations.
Yeah. Hey, what is your favorite Christmas treat, the thing you love most?
Famous Christmas treat.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If you had to pick one.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, why does fruitcake come up? I'm like, no, that's not my favorite Christmas treat. Well, like, okay, so growing up, my granddad made sweet potato pie, and that was, like, my absolute favorite, where he literally took the can of sugar and, like, tipped it into the lid and filled up the lid and then just dumped a whole bunch of sugar. It was just wonderful.
Making me hungry here and it's just
wonderful.
Listening
so
to
So I'd probably
that.
Have to say
sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Chex Mix.
Chex Mix, okay.
If it's done right.
Oh, yeah.
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 And I say that because that way I get as many little varieties in here.
Yeah.
It's like a Chex Mix buffet in here by the time Christmas rolls around.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah. So I know that when I'm getting you a Christmas present, it needs to be something involved with Chex Mix.
Yes. Yes, please. And I got to tell you, our awesome swap shop lady, Ardith Richter, makes the best kroomkak I've ever had in my life.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Ardith, if you're out there, yeah, we can always use that.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Nice.
And she'll always include the recipe with it, too. Now, how cool is that?
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Very nice.
I just tried that this past year, the kroomkak.
Isn't that good?
It is.
Mm.
I'm like, okay. That's
good stuff.
Nice.
All right, now I'm starving. Thank you for stopping in, Pastor Shannon Klein. Always an open door for you. Stop back anytime.
Of course.
I got to get you back here to co-host with me some morning, too.
So that'd be fun.
There you go.
Yay.
It's 9:32, your Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program to help producers cover losses from 2023 and 2024 disasters. Richard Fordyce, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, talked about